Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Philip Hoppe of Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby. A reading from the Holy Scripture. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 14, 1 through 17. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's a beautifully simple statement. If we truly love Jesus and call him Lord, of course we'll keep his commandments. We know they're not a burdensome test of our loyalty, but are a revelation of what is best in every situation. They show us how to love God and love our neighbor. If we want to do those things, we honor our parents. We do not defraud our neighbors. We remember the Sabbath. Indeed, these words, though, are also terrifyingly simple. For every time we break a commandment, we prove that we do not love Jesus as we should. When we take his name in vain, speak hurtful words, or look with envy upon another spouse, we reveal that our love is lacking. We do not fully trust the wisdom of our Lord. Jesus spoke these words as he prepared his disciples for his ascension back to the right hand of the Father. The disciples faced an emotional roller coaster in those 40 days leading up to ascension. First, they believed Jesus was the one, and then he was crucified. Then he was raised up, but now he would depart. But Jesus comforted them, I will not leave you as orphans. He would no longer be visibly present with them, but he would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper. The Spirit would teach them all things, remind them of Jesus' words, and dwell in them. You and I live in this time that Jesus described. Jesus is present with us through his Holy Spirit, who works in his church and lives in his people. And the simple truth we must hear is the same thing Jesus spoke back then. If we love Jesus, we too will keep his commandments. Our world treats love like it's an empty bag to be filled up with what every person wants to fill it with. Some fill it with passion and love, others with butterflies and warm fuzzy feelings, others with indiscriminate tolerance or affirmation. But biblical love is not shapeless. God has already filled it up with content. Love of God means fearing, trusting, and worshiping him alone. It means honoring his name. It means resting with his people around his word and sacraments. Love of neighbor means honoring authority, protecting life and marriage, guarding property, speaking truth, and being content with what God has given. We often wish it wasn't so clear. We would prefer to love God in the way that we want to, perhaps with Sunday attendance while chasing money and pleasure the rest of the week. We want to love our neighbor by never offending anyone while ignoring obvious sin. Perhaps we want to have fun with someone and act married to them even when we're not. But remember, unrepentant sin is the one thing that can quench the Spirit and lead to unbelief. The Spirit given in baptism can be driven out by deliberate, unrepentant walking in darkness. As Lutherans, we rightly treasure the pure gospel. We know that we are saved by Jesus' death and resurrection alone and not by our works. Yet Scripture tells us never to pit that gospel against the words of obedience it also speaks. Paul writes in Galatians 5:6 that what counts is faith working in love. The order to everything is crucial. We don't obey in order to earn Jesus' love. Instead, we love because he first loved us. His love creates faith, and faith produces fruit. All who are raised to everlasting life will have lives filled with the Spirit's good works, not as a cause of salvation, but as its result. John says in his epistles, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie. Yes, whoever claims to know him but does not keep his commandments is a liar. Yes, it's beautifully simple. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. God's love at Calvary, delivered in word and sacrament, it creates love in us. We come to love his commandments because we trust that they are good. And yet those same words can be terrifyingly simple when we stray. The law acts like a mirror, exposing our sins and the love that we have withheld. Today, let us bring every sin that weighs on our conscience to Jesus. He will cleanse us with his holy, precious blood. Then with a renewed and refreshed and pure conscience, we will rise to love him again, not in word only, but in deed and in truth. We keep his commandments, knowing that they are life-giving. It's that simple. It's that good. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, at the first ecumenical council of Nicaea, your church boldly confessed that it believed in one Lord Jesus Christ as being of one substance with you, the Father. Grant us courage to confess this saving faith with your church through all the ages, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.